New York taught me to believe in fate. Had you asked me about fate back when I was human, I would have told you it's just superstitious bullshit. That we are all designers of our own destinies. That belief shattered when the richest woman in the United States, the actual richest one, not a face you could have seen in the papers, of course, sank her teeth deep into my neck. It happened in the very same place you're standing in right now, by the way. Fate, you decide. Please, there's absolutely no need to get hostile. Just listen for a little bit longer. You see, my mistake was I flew too close to the sun. It makes sense that my punishment was to never see its glow again. I was incandescent myself. I was hot shit. I had it all. Money, looks, confidence, connections, men, women, a career, and a spark in the eye. The one you need to be born with. And that's when someone far more powerful than saw my radiance and thought, that won't do. She robbed me of the light erupting from within me and gave me a subtle, enduring gleam in its place. She decided it would fit me better. She was ninth generation kindred, just like you. An apex predator. She probably enjoyed showing me a peak of human excellence, my real place in the food chain. It's such an eyesore when you look at some loudmouth braggart and see them for all they really are. The temptation to teach them a lesson can be unbearable, right? Well, my sire's lesson was about fate. A message saying you're eternally doomed to being at the mercy of your sovereign. It almost drove me to destroy myself. What saved me was the ability to reinterpret her teachings. Hers wasn't a message of doom. It was a message of hope. Fate exists, and one can shape it if given the right tool. My sire didn't believe my tools were fitting for the job. She considered them toys, and me just her amusing subject. Well, she's deader than dead now, and I'm still here, standing right where she stood when we first met. You might have wondered how I learned about your arrival to the JFK airport. My answer is, of course, destiny. As luck would have it, today happened to be a day some of my associates were inspecting the coffins. Driving you here straight from the plane and having you wake up in an unfamiliar place was a little desperate, and I do apologize for it. But it is so rare for you to visit New York. 3 times in the last 15 years, was it? And you're never eager to inform me that you're here. I understand you still have that meeting on 53rd Street later tonight, so I'll provide comfortable transport. I value our relationship very much. Don't get that wrong. But it is precisely because I value it that I'm going to ask you to repay the favor you owe me. You're the only one I'd trust to do the job well and without attracting attention. You might think I'm crazy asking you to breach the rules of our society like this. You might think you won't get away with it unpunished. But this is New York, and I don't know about the other cities. But in this one, fate really exists. And right now, it's smiling in your face.